This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So for the latest on that, let's get John Wilner from the San Jose Mercury News in here. John, how are you? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good. What's the latest? What are you hearing about what could happen with the Pac-12 football season?
Well, I think the chances are very high that it's going to get canceled, perhaps in the next 24 hours or sometime, you know, in the next week or so. But it is hard to see a way forward at this point.
How much of this has to do with the Big Ten? You know, you keep hearing that they're going to follow in the footsteps of the Big Ten, or is this just independent and the Pac-12 is just, you know, they're looking at this on their own and saying we can't do this?
Well, I think that my guess is that they will follow the Big Ten. So the Big Ten presidents are meeting tonight. I'm not sure if they're going to vote to cancel tonight or not. I think if they vote to cancel, then the Pac-12 presidents will probably do the same thing tomorrow. If the Big Ten presidents decide they're just basically going to pause and evaluate things for the next week or two, Pac-12 may very well do the same thing. You know, I think that they'll kind of move in lockstep. The conferences have, you know, a long association together on the field and also in academic missions. And so they're pretty closely aligned.
So, John, as you made it clear, it's the Pac-12 presidents, university presidents, that are the ones deciding this. What changed to – because, you know, they put out a schedule. They say, hey, we're going to play a 10-game season. You know, have all this – you know, teams are practicing. What has changed to make them view it differently now?
I think what has changed – and I was wondering that too. But ESPN had a report this afternoon about myocarditis, which is infection of the heart. That is caused by COVID-19. And the Big Ten has had multiple athletes this summer test positive for the heart ailment. And I believe it is entirely possible the Pac-12 has as well, because athletes from across the country, and it hasn't been reported until now, but athletes from multiple conferences have been found to have this inflammation of the heart muscle. And it can affect perfectly healthy, you know, college athletes, age 20, 21 years old. It's not something that just attacks the, you know, the old and vulnerable. And I think that has become a red flag for the presidents in the last week or 10 days as more information has come out about the impact that coronavirus can have on the heart.
Yeah, it's like I saw today when the Mountain West made their cancellation that the main reason behind it was they said liability. And when I'm assuming when you're dealing with a president like at UW that's dealing with an $8 billion university budget, not a $70 million athletic budget, that the idea of having an athlete or two die probably rings a little more, a little more serious than players or coaches or AD saying we want to play because we want to play.
Certainly liability is going to be part of the calculation. There's no doubt about that. And I think that if you've had a kid, you know, if you're a president and you've got kids on your campus or in your conference that have, you know, been found to have this heart ailment, it's different. You know, that makes it more personal. And I think that, you know, university presidents are very risk averse by nature. They have been very wary of playing football in a pandemic, partly because of the optics and partly because of the threat to the kid's health. And then you add the potential for a heart ailment, and I think that probably tips the scales.
Is it your understanding that if the Pac-12 does punt, that they would look to try to play in the spring?
My understanding is that there is some discussion about playing in the spring, but I don't know that everybody thinks it's a good idea or is can even be worked out logistically. Because there's a bunch of problems. Foremost among them is you're going to ask the players to have two seasons in one calendar year, 20 games in, you know, what would basically be 10 months, 11 months. And can they make that work? Is that putting the players in a, you know, in a bad spot physically? And this is also assuming that there's progress against the virus too. So that's a big issue. I think they will look at it. I don't know if they cancel, say they cancel tomorrow. I don't know that they're necessarily going to come out and say we are attempting to play in the spring. They will probably be patient and very conservative with any promises about what's next.
You know, we've heard, you know, from the SEC supposedly is going to try to play, and now these rumors, you know, like Nebraska or other teams joining in super conferences. Can you, I don't know if this is something that you're comfortable speaking on, but just that I find this all absurd when you talk about, like, let's say a school from the Pac-12 decides that they're going to go do their own thing. Just the entanglement there from contracts and TV deals. In your mind, how realistic is it that any one of these schools from a conference, whether the Pac-12, Big Ten, could just go off and do their own thing if the conference cancels the season?
I think it is very unrealistic. I just can't imagine how that's. I mean, there's so many things that, you know, the university president has to be on board with that and telling his comrades in the conference or her comrades in the conference, sorry, we're leaving for 3 months because you won't let us play. That's not going to work. Then you've got the litigation issues with media contracts. All these teams have their media rights money is tied to their conference. So if Nebraska went and played in the SEC, you know, the Big Ten's TV money isn't going with Nebraska into the SEC. So there's a whole lot of issues, and I cannot see how it's possibly going to work. And I don't know that the SEC is going to really be able to move forward full time beyond the next couple weeks here, just because of the situation, the optics with the virus, and especially this heart issue. Right, Big Ten, Pac-12 come out and say, basically, we're not playing because we're worried that, you know, about cardiac events caused by coronavirus. It makes it hard for the other conferences to move forward.
Now, let's say that, you know, this season just ends up going by the wayside for the most part. Maybe a conference or two ends up hanging on or individual teams. Do we even have any idea of what the aftermath of this would be? I'm assuming big programs can weather the storm a little bit. I know the Pac-12 talked about taking out some loans, but smaller schools in the Pac-12 or Mountain West schools or lower divisions, what sort of carnage does this leave with athletic departments when this is all said and done?
Well, that's to be determined, but I could be significant, right? I mean, could see a lot of layoffs in athletic departments. We could see sports being cut in athletic departments. It could be very, very difficult situation, right? We're talking about $50-100 million for the big schools, even more for some of them from football. And where's that money going to come from? Do they have enough in reserve? You know, I would imagine that they will do everything they can to protect football, because football is going to be the way they get recoup that money down the road. Right. But at the same time, you know, folks that are kind of the lower paid end of your employment chart, those folks, jobs could be in jeopardy. There's going to be economic carnage across the country, you know, in a whole lot of respects if there's no football season.
And you cover the financials of the Pac-12 better than anyone. What, I mean, what can you put in into numbers? What if they don't have a season? What is the cost to a school like Oregon, Oregon State?
I mean, you could probably Pac-12. You could probably estimate, say, just $75 million times 12 is basically what we're talking about for football. I mean, it varies a little bit, right? And it also depends. Are you just talking about the money they get from the conference? Are you talking about what they get in ticket revenue and donations? I mean, I think you could conservatively estimate $75 million times 12 is basically getting close to the total damage.
And I'm assuming, again, just this is where the haves and have-nots of college football, to me, this gap could become even wider, because no one is going to be unaffected, but I'm assuming the USC's and the UW's or the Oregon's can handle this a little better than the Washington States or the Arizona's or even UCLA, who's going through some major financial concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say Washington State, Oregon State, Cal, UCLA are probably at or near the top of the list of the schools that are going to have more trouble and probably be more interested in taking out a loan from the Pac-12 if they decide to follow that path. You know, some schools have debt. You know, they're running in the red, but they are not in position, not precarious enough position that they feel like they need to take on more debt by taking out a loan to carry them through. It'll be real interesting. I could see nine schools possibly taking advantage of the lending program if they end up doing it.
Hmm. John Wilner, San Jose Mercury News. We'll wait and see what the Pac-12 does. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for
time. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.